Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of July 26, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual.
Yes. All right. News AF back again today. And we are with our News AF team all across North America here today. First, coming to us and reporting about any News AF happening in Mexico, it's Father Nature, Pickleball's top influencer, Tyson Apostle.
What's up? Yes, I'm still in Mexico, over a week now. Tell your friends. And yeah, things are going good. I'm at a place with better internet. Last week wasn't bad. This week, internet better. And coming on the home stretch of our family vacation. Looking forward to getting back and playing some pickleball. So yes. That's it.
Yes. Yeah. How's everything in Mexico right now?
Everything seems to be going pretty good. We went swimming with the whale sharks last week. Bergen got in with them. Fun fact, not a whale or a shark.
Oh,
just
what
a
are
really
they?
Big fish.
Yeah.
They're a fish that have the fin patterns of a shark. And they're the size of a small whale.
Okay. Interesting.
So, biggest fish in the world.
Is a whale shark.
Is a whale shark.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Fun fact that we
the more you know
right out the gate. Let's check in with Danny Bryson, who is reporting live from the family compound. He makes a annual pilgrimage. Here he is, Danny Bryson.
I'm living in a nightmare.
Why? It doesn't sound too bad.
The slowest internet ever. I'm surrounded by people. People can peer into my room. I'm basically in that Spanish hotel. Yeah. All my cousins, nephews, in-laws surrounding me. I'm swarmed by people all day long. I can't escape.
Yeah.
I can't escape. I have no cell reception, no phone service. Terrible. This is just, I hate it.
So what's the benefits of even going there in the first place, Danny?
For me, none. I only go because I'm told I must, that my kids will love it. And
do
they do.
Love it? They do.
But at what cost? At what to cost? My own mental health. Yeah, 100%.
That's true.
So, yeah, I'll just be living here in the past while you guys are talking, and I'll be experiencing everything you guys do 5 seconds later. I might as well be on the moon.
Yeah. Well, you would like to be on the moon. You would prefer that.
I wish I was on the moon. It would be great. I'd even go outside of the moon where no one exists, just so I could be by myself. The internet's better at the moon.
I wonder if anybody exists on the light side of the moon.
Yeah. Is there a large population of people on the light side of the moon, Danny? What's going on?
Some people think so. Actually, I think people believe that there might be a civilization on the dark side. So maybe I want to be on the light side.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted on all that. All right. Well, Danny, any fun stories? Did you play baseball yet?
Oh, no, we have not had the annual softball game. But that's when I realized that I don't use any softball muscles in my daily routine. Yes. Because yeah, after running just three bases, for some reason, I will be so sore, as if I just tried to do like the Olympics.
The whole Olympics.
All of it. Every activity. It's like the sprinting muscles like are never used.
Yeah.
As an adult. Like, when do you ever sprint?
Yeah, not too often, unless like I get caught like in the rain or something.
Yeah, and even then, it's not a full out, competitive sprint.
Yeah, so I'm chasing my dog. That's, you know, it's probably as close as we get. But all right. Well, Danny, good to have you
adults
here with us.
Don't sprint.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Let's talk about some things happening in the world of ours. And why don't we start off with, okay, you know what, Danny, let's start off with a story about a chess playing robot in Moscow, which has caused an injury to its opponent.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
the child abusing robot.
Child abusing robot. This. Yeah. So there is a chess playing robot that's able to move the pieces, which I kind of feel like that they could play on a video screen, right, Tyson? Do they need to be playing on an actual chess board?
No, but there are the purists, you know, like the people who are like, I know that a Kindle can hold 20,000 trillion books, mm-hmm. but it just doesn't have the feel of real paper. And so I fill my house with so many heavy books. And this must be what that is. This must be like some robotics guy who's like, I could program a computer to play chess, but that seems too easy. Mm-hmm. Let's make a robot play chess. So Boston Dynamics, I'm assuming, came up with a dog that plays chess.
It's not a dog. It's a little bit more of like just like a thing that's like on a swivel, but it can pick up the pieces and move them on the board. And so they took this chess playing robot and then they made it play against a child, which does not seem super fair. But that is the match that happened. And the kid did something which he moved the piece on the board and then he didn't quite take his finger off of it. He sort of like put his piece in a spot. And I guess the robot was trying to make the same move and then just put the piece on top of him with all of its might and ended up breaking this child's finger.
Wow. Where was this?
This was in Moscow.
This is a great analogy for the human race. Mm-hmm.
Do you think
if
that...
you get in the way of the robots, they will crush you?
Well, I think it's more indicative of the kind of similar to the space race of the 60s. This is now the chess playing robot race of 2020s, where which superpower can come up with the perfect chess playing robot the quickest. Mm-hmm. The final frontier.
So this was a rented robot. This was a the spokesperson.
Rental robots.
Yes. You know, and when you rent a robot, you know, you sort of like get the ones that are sort of like dinged up. Sure. The Moscow Chess Federation president Sergei Lazarev said, a robot broke a child's finger. That's bad, of course. We rented the robot. It used to be with experts in many places for a long time. Apparently, the operators overlooked that. The child moved the figure. Then the robot must be given time to react. But the boy was in a hurry, and the robot grabbed him. We have nothing to do with the robot.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really trying to blame.
Disavowing the robot's smart move.
But also, Tyson, kind of blaming the kid.
Yeah, the blaming the kid, blaming the robot, and absolving himself of any blame or guilt whatsoever. And not even, I mean, very unapologetic. It was a statement, a very unapologetic statement.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like, and I've never been to a chess tournament. I've never played an organized game of chess where you have like the little buzzer thing that you hit and all of that stuff. But it seems like there's a lot of intricacies to the higher level game. Does the robot operate at that level, or is he playing a rudimentary, more relaxed, casual form of chess?
Well, the thing that I'm wondering is that they say that there are operators of the robot. Like, is there like a person typing in the other room of like, okay, make this move, and the robot is just moving the pieces? Otherwise, why would the robot need an operator? Makes you think, right?
Oh, okay. I can talk long and hard about robots and their willingness to break human bones to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shortage. And this is probably just a good taste of what robots will do in the future. Mining robots, robot cars already crush people to get to where they're going. The robot only knows one thing, and that's the thing we program it to do. And so it's going to do that just like the T-1000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the T-1000 was unstoppable, and that's what made him so scary, is that even when half his torso was missing, he was crawling along the floor to kill Sean Connor. And I think that this little chess robot proves that that's exactly what's going to happen with futuristic robots.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tyson, would you ever play pickleball against a pickle-playing robot after this? A pickleball-playing robot after this?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see that.
Okay, for Danny, I will. Yes. I need to see the robot play first. mm-hmm. before I get into a court with the robot.
Yeah.
But I think I could do that. I don't know.
What if you could beat the machine?
The robot could return the ball so hard, just rips off one of Tyson's limbs or tears a finger off. I mean, the robot doesn't know how hard to hit back. It would crush Tyson. Tyson would have no chance.
No, I think you just stay low and the ball goes long, dude. Keeps mm-hmm. hitting it out of bounds. That's what I'm saying. You have to program the robot to be able to hit the ball with enough finesse to keep the ball in the court. Otherwise, I win automatic pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tyson would have to outsmart the robot and come up with things that only him as a human player would be able to do.
Yeah. And then finally, a victory for the humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool, Danny, if I was the representative of all humankind that was like, I defeated the robots?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
I would love it if you defeated the robots. If Tyson was the man who stood between us and robot destruction. But the problem is the pickle plant robot, is going to have laser-like precision and just unbound strength. And he's just going to return that ball right through Tyson's crotch and probably just tear his genitals off. And it won't even matter. Tyson can't stop the robot. There's no one who can stop a robot.
You're wrong, Danny. I think you're wrong. Do you know how much top spin?
Look, this
you
have even to the put even the chest ball? Plate.
Oh. Yeah.
Danny. Even the chess playing robots are destroying children to get what they.
Yeah, but that was an accident, ultimate Danny. Victory. That was an accident. They didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, was it, Rob? Yes. Was it?
Yes. The kid was able to continue the tournament the next day with his finger in a cast.
Did he play the robot again?
He didn't play the robot again.
Okay. So do you think that there's like a lack of like entrance to these tournaments? So they're like, let's just fill the remainder of the players up with robot. Chess players.
Oh, I thought you were saying to like drum point. Up like excitement for the tournament. They are going to bring a robot in.
Maybe both. Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know a lot about these chess players, but I have to imagine they get pretty excited about robots.
Yeah, you would think so.
Right, Danny?
Oh my gosh. Chess players are known to be the number one purchasers of robots. Remember the IBM computer that played the chess players?
About the
robot games forever chess players have.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all robots. They love robots.
Danny's done the research.
Specifically, teledildonics, right?
They're on the forefront. These mm-hmm. guys are the brave explorers willing to toy with teledildonics mm-hmm. while everybody else shirks. They're like, no, we've seen the chess. We know that in the bedroom, teledildonics and robots make the best chess moves.
Okay, that's cool. Well, maybe it won't be me standing between humankind and robots. Maybe it will be a chess player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just be the chess players.
Be careful with the chess playing robot if you ever are engaged with any sort of like a teledildonic play.
Don't mix them up. That's the thing. That's the point. You're going to get into a whole lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. Is mixing the robots up and using them for the wrong purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of robots, an interesting story about some sci-fi experimenting going on where some scientists are taking dead spiders and mm-hmm. then engineering them to be able to be remotely controlled robots, turning them into zombie robot spiders.
Are they getting consent from these spiders to do this?
No, in fact, they're killing them. They're euthanizing the spiders.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then bringing them back to life.
Yeah.
Playing
Frankenweenie.
Yeah. Kind of like how they brought Bernie back to life in Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah.
Okay. So what are they doing? Are they putting robots inside these spiders?
Spiders.
Yeah. So what they are doing is that they are injecting them with some
titanium alloy,
non-traditional materials for soft robotic systems. And they're using things like hydrogels and elastomers that can be actuated by things like chemical reactions. And so then they are like injecting the spider with them. And then they are able to control them with some sort of like circuit board controller.
How well can they control these guys?
Why? How come I haven't received an email offering me hydrogels?
Check your probably check your junk mail.
Check your spam. Yeah.
Right? I mean, it seems like if it can be controlled, if hydrogel is this thing you can put into other things, control it, that would be the perfect anti-flaccid solution.
Mm-hmm. You would think, yeah, you would think. But again, my question, how well are they controlling these spiders? Because if they're just like pushing a button, they're kind of just like jiggling a little bit. That doesn't count. No, if they're like controlling
well enough to play chess again.
Yeah, I think they're able to make them walk. You know, that they said that there are a lot of like pick and place tasks that they could look into. Repetitive tasks like sorting or moving objects around at small scales. And maybe even things like the assembly of microelectronics.
A spider would be building microelectronics? A robot spider? Mm-hmm. Listen, this is probably how Spider-Man will actually be created.
Yes.
One of these spiders is going to bite one of these humans, and then it's game over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. What they did was the engineers tapped into the spider's prosoma chamber with a needle and attached it with super glue. And then researchers...
Oh, the prosoma chamber.
Yes. Then they connected the other end of the needle to one of the lab's test rigs or a handheld syringe, which delivered small amounts of air to activate the legs.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I would have done too. And so it's not like it's like rocket science or anything to do this. There's just like a code of ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Let the dead spiders sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be dead.
Okay.
Stop putting air in prosoma chambers and getting them to wiggle around for your amusement.
Yeah. Sort of like hydraulics is what they're using. Now, I don't know how long the dead spider's carcass holds up for. To be doing these tasks. Yeah.
Well, they are an exoskeleton.
Yes. So that's good. That works for a while.
Yeah. That works for a little while. That'll hold up. The exoskeleton will hold up for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, I don't know necessarily the use for this. I mean, could we be using this in like ultimately artificial limbs?
Maybe real limbs if they had exoskeletons on them.
Yeah, but I just don't know if like a human limb doesn't necessarily function like a spider's limb.
And we should use this to prank people who fall asleep at parties. It could be the new like, you know, you don't fall asleep around friends.
Halloween decorations,
Halloween decorations, costumes, reanimating corpses at funerals. There's lots of things that we could be using this for. And I mean, I don't know why you go straight to spiders. That's just nightmarish. Yeah, why couldn't they use a cuter animal, like a butterfly?
But can you reanimate and let's say take control of something that's living? So let's say Rob falls asleep at a party. We're like, oh, let's take control of his left arm. He'll never know what happens.
It in his legs.
Inject something. Yeah. Inject it in his legs, then have complete control. And Rob will be like, I promise I'm not following you, strange woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have limbs just
weekend
like
at Bernie's
myself.
His upper torso is asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the prank industry is about to have like a complete overhaul. Right.
Yeah. It's going to big resurgence for the prank industry.
Yeah. Finally. Because I mean that, you know, these were tough times for the prank industry.
So
COVID hit the prank industry hard. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're back.
So hard.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So how about a chance to get some free Subway for life? Danny, does that sound like something you might be interested in? Free Subway sandwiches for life?
No, thank you.
Is it a punishment or is that like a contest?
It's a reward. Subway is offering nine of its biggest fans a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make their new Subway Series All-Star lineup a permanent part of their history in more ways than one. That what they are doing on Wednesday this week, Subway is hosting a block party in Las Vegas. So, Tyson, are you going to be back for that yet?
What day?
Wednesday.
No.
Okay.
Danny will have to go for us.
Danny will go for us. Shame. All right. All you have to do, Danny, get down to...
I won't be there either.
You're the closest.
You're the closest, Danny.
You love Subway the most.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me tell Liz. Let me go tell Liz right now.
Well, let me tell you what you have to do, Danny. You have to get down there. You have to go to Bad Apple Tattoo. I can give you the address. It's in Las Vegas. Nine superfans can get a real tattoo of the brand new Subway Series logo from two-time Ink Masters champion DJ Tambi or a member of his team. I mean, that's the fine print, Tyson. Yeah, you show up.
DJ Tambi.
You think you're getting a tattoo from DJ Tambi, but...
Yeah. So you go in with these in your mind thinking you're getting a tattoo from DJ Tambi.
Yeah. The DJ Tambi.
DJ Tambi.
The DJ Tambi. That's enough for anybody to go in and probably get a tattoo. Then you go in. DJ Tambi hasn't even been there in years. Mm-hmm. Still living off of his Ink Masters victory cash. And he's just got a team of people who probably had never even given a tattoo. Just willy-nilly slinging them.
Okay. But if you can overlook that, here's what you can get. You want free subs for a month? All you need to do is get a 2-inch by 2-inch tattoo on your wrist, bicep, or foot. Okay.
Okay.
Want subs for a year? All it's going to take is a 3x3 tattoo on your shoulder blade, your forearm, or your calf. And you want free subs for life? Mm-hmm. 12-inch by 12-inch.
Got to be the neck.
Foot long. You got to get the foot long. Okay. On your sternum or on your back.
12-inch by 12-inch.
Yeah. Like,
I need to read the fine print because honestly, free meals, free food for life.
Right.
If you had that, you'd be okay everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it at any Subway worldwide?
There's more Subway franchises. Yeah. Yes. Than anything
but
else.
But is it like every day you get a meal? Is it once a week you get a sandwich? What is the for life stipulation there?
Hmm. So they don't really get into the fine print. I guess full terms can be found at the Subway website, Subway Series for Life event. You can find that. What if you already have too many tattoos? Like, Tyson, what if you already have like a very full palette? Will they say, no, sorry.
Canvas?
Yeah,
probably. It has to be visible. I bet that's part of it is you have to go in and show them the tattoo and then bring the contract with you.
Oh, okay.
And
so here's
to call corporate.
Here's how they do this. Okay. So it's not you just walk in and show your tattoo. Okay. For Subway for a month, you are getting one gift card with $372 of Subway bucks.
Okay.
Danny, $370. How fast can you go through a $372 gift card at Subway?
Probably a few years.
Oh, so fast.
Does it expire probably at the end of the month?
Without getting sick? Yeah, good question. Yeah. I don't know if I could eat $370 worth of Subway in a month without getting really sick or diarrhea or extremely constipated. I just don't see that happening.
One or the other, yeah. 1 month is $4,300 of Subway gift cards. And Subway for life, Tyson, it's only a $50,000 Subway gift card.
And then you're done.
Then you're done.
Nah. $50,000, though, that's a lot. That's pretty good.
That is a lot. The question is, how long can you live once you've eaten $50,000 worth of Subway?
You're dead. That's right.
I think. No human can eat $50,000 worth of Subway and survive.
They probably did have.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably did have scientists looking into that. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
But then $50,000.
You need a scientist to like pump air into your arms and legs to get the $50,000 in full.
Do you think anybody's taking this deal, the $50,000 deal?
I don't know. Do we have any listeners in Vegas that can go and check out what's going on at the Subway Series event on Wednesday? Starts at 8 a.m. Pacific time.
If I were in Vegas, I would maybe talk to as a journalist, be like, I'm a journalist. I want to come in and check this out and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But hopefully there's another journalist there that will do that for us and we can just read their story and then comment on it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So please, hopefully somebody can go out there and check it out. There's a lot of fine print over at the Subway Series for Life website.
Yeah. That's man, 50,000 US. Cost my family like what? $25 to $30 every time we go to Subway. So you're spending $100 a day.
Mm-hmm.
$100 a day, 50,000. That's what? 500 is it 5,000 days? 500 days worth of food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to factor in doctor's visits for gastrointestinal issues.
You can use the Subway card for that?
No.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
you're not part of the Subway medical insurance. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what they need. That's what they, because then it would be something.
Okay. And the Subway Series is a new line of Subway sandwiches that are just coming out. But unfortunately, I can't really tell you that there's not a lot of information about what they are.
That's probably because they don't want people to go and reverse engineer the ingredients to find out that there's poison in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If there's real tuna or
yoga mat or whatever they got going on.
We've covered it all.
Yeah, we sure have. And Subway's one of the gifts that keeps on giving.
Extensively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Why don't we talk about another food related story. People are upset about the household favorite. The Choco Taco is going to be discontinued. Have either of you ever had the Choco Taco?
So I never sad. Have.
Danny, have you had it?
I've never had one either.
I've had it. It's delicious. I don't know what they're doing.
It's an ice cream treat, right?
Yeah.
And when's the last time you had one?
Oh, not recently, but I used to get them from like the ice cream man, and it's basically like a taco shell that's like that's an ice cream cone, and then it's covered in chocolate, and it's pretty good.
I got the big stick,
yes,
from the ice cream man
recently.
Yeah, the rocket one.
But the giant yellow and red girthy popsicle.
Yeah, that one's good.
It's called the big stick. I don't really remember, but that was the one that I got.
Mm-hmm.
So when's the last time you had a Choco Taco, Rob?
Boy, I don't know. Probably it's been a minute. I would say probably like 25 years. And
the problem. That's it. That's why they're going out of business. Yeah.
I have to look at myself in the mirror.
It's being discontinued.
Yeah.
Because the people like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love them, but you don't buy them. And that's, they need you to love them and also purchase them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to send you a box of Choco Tacos before they go out completely out of business,
too late.
Rob.
It's too late, Tyson. Right.
It is?
I don't know. This is somebody who they found a somebody tweeting about this. There's a man on Twitter. His name is Brady P. Reynolds. He tweeted on June 7th, "These gas prices suck." Then his next tweet was, "The Klondike Bar Choco Taco being discontinued absolutely sucks. The America we know and love is falling apart."
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Remember, it was the Twinkie first.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the Choco Taco. Maybe Bimbo can buy the Choco Taco secret recipe.
Choco Taco, yes, they can be the savior of U.S. treats.
The people over at Klondike said that they are. We know Choco Taco is a huge fan favorite and a top seller for our out-of-home businesses, so this is particularly painful. We are working hard to find a way to bring Choco Taco back to ice cream trucks in the recent years or in coming years. If it's such a top seller, why are you getting rid of it? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Nothing but lies, smoke and mirrors from Klondike.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Did COVID kill the Choco Taco?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Man, where do you buy Choco Tacos? Can you buy them like in 12 packs at Costco?
I used to get them at Taco Bell.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
I don't, maybe they don't have them anymore.
Dude, why don't they just partner up with Taco Bell?
That's where I used to get them.
Get Taco Bell to foot the bill.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I know. First, they said that Taco Bell got rid of the Mexican pizza. Now the Choco Taco. This could be a Taco Bell issue.
Hmm. Taco Bell.
Who knew that Taco Bell was behind the scenes pulling the strings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little by little, they're taking stuff away from us. Now it's the Choco Taco.
Taco Bell.
And how do they announce it? By tweet, Danny. Not even a press conference.
Oh my gosh. They owe their hundreds of fans at least a public announcement with the person's face made an announcement.
Yeah. Can I share one story here that's off?
Is it about Choco Taco?
No, this is another one. This was like related on the article, but I think this is an interesting one. Okay. Are either of you aware of TikToker named Jojo Siwa?
Yes.
You are. Big TikToker. 42 million followers.
You are not aware of who that person is? Huge.
Okay.
She's huge. She was huge before TikTok, I think.
Okay. Jojo Siwa, and only 19 years old, but is a huge personality, recently shared the rudest celebrity they ever met.
Okay.
And
okay,
Ellen DeGeneres.
No, Candace Cameron, rudest
Full
celebrity
House star,
rudest celebrity ever met.
That's believable.
Mm-hmm.
But also
nicest one though, Rob.
Miley Cyrus. Yes, I believe that.
That's right.
That I believe. But yeah, Candace Cameron. Can you believe it, Tyson? Rudest celebrity.
Yeah, I can believe it, but also, like, is she a celebrity? And next, like, what was her headspace in? Like, where was she? Like, maybe she just got a call that Fuller House 7 wasn't going to be, like, you know, maybe they met her on, like, Bob Saget's, like, day of his death or something. Like, there's so many other variables in this. Like, how many times has Jojo Siwa met Candace Cameron? And in what scenario and in
good point.
What headspace was Candace Cameron?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not making excuses. I try to be very nice to people in public all the time. But sometimes I'm with my kids and sometimes I'm in a rush.
Are you nicer than Miley Cyrus?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, when I have my kids and I am running errands or something, I do tend to keep it a lot shorter and give people less than if I were by myself and not in a hurry to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting story. It's been a big, you know, we watch a lot of Full House and Fuller House at my house. So that was big news around here. Also, a story of a Chucky sighting happened this week. Danny, Chucky, are you aware of Chucky?
Chucky the haunted, like,
yes.
Ventriloquist. What the heck is Chucky?
You don't know what doll? You don't know what Chucky is?
The doll.
The doll with the knife.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, right. Danny.
Just Chucky.
Where did they see him?
In Alabama, walking around the streets.
And it wasn't JT.
It wasn't.
That makes sense.
JT from Survivor? He looks like Chucky?
He doesn't not look like Chucky.
Yeah. So
Chucky's not that big of a threat. Let's be honest.
He's small.
That's what you said. Chucky's that's how he gets you, Danny.
You could punt a doll at any moment. Even
I've seen the movie. I've seen parts of some of the movies, and they do punt him.
You can punt him. That Chucky's has dozens and dozens of victims at this point, Danny.
Yeah, lazy people who can't fight off a doll.
Wow.
But anyone who's rigorous and somewhat athletic
talking about the dead
can easily fight off a doll. I could pick up a million objects in this room that I'm in right now and easily smash a doll to its.
Danny, are you calling out Chucky right now?
I not go that far. I would never call out Chucky. I don't want Chucky to just appear at the end of my bed. By the way, Chucky can only get me in a fair fight. No way. In the open, no way. If
are
I'm
there
asleep,
weapons?
Then yeah, Chucky could probably kill me. If he's got a weapon,
yeah,
he can have a weapon. He can have a bladed weapon.
Okay,
he can have a bladed weapon, and out in the open, I defeat Chucky. 9 out of 10 times.
9 out of 10 times. Tyson, Danny does have a lot of rope.
Oh, he does have a ton of rope, and he knows which rope to use for which purpose. You know, so Danny's definitely got the edge. But I've got
an anti Chucky rope.
Mm-hmm.
I think even more than 9 out of 10 times. I think Danny's getting Chucky if it's in the open and Danny is aware that Chucky is present.
Okay. Well, I would run the other way. I would not even attempt to mess with Chucky. I would feel like that he has like tiny legs, and I would try to outrun Chucky. Although that he is like a supernatural being, so maybe that's a lot. But I would try to get to my car and get out of there. I wouldn't even mess with him. But apparently the culprit is a 5-year-old boy named Jackson who has been freaking people out. And he puts on a Chucky costume and wanders around the neighborhood. Tyson, would you let a 5-year-old wander around the neighborhood dressed as Chucky or not?
No.
First off,
either.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea to let your 5-year-old out unsupervised dressed as Chucky. Danny's going to come by and punt this kid into next week.
Yeah, Danny's definitely going for him hard.
Yeah. If I saw Chucky,
just me, he's in danger of lots of people punting him.
Danny, if I saw Chucky and I'm in driving around, I'd run him over with my car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
except for that, I don't believe in Chucky, so I know that it's something else.
You would just run. You would just run for it.
I just drive around him and take a closer look and be like, "Who's messing around right now?"
Yeah. Apparently, that according to his mom, he is roaming the streets for a neighborhood watch, something he likes to do in costume. I'm moving.
This kid, this mom, what a pair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not how you're supposed to raise kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. This could be a great way to raise kids. I'm going to start sending my little girl out on neighborhood watch dressed as Carrie or something.
Yeah, dressed as somebody horrifying and threatening. Yeah, a goblin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. How about this story about now, Danny? I know that you have long wanted to go to space. You've wanted to live on either the light side of the moon or the dark side of the moon. But this week, some NASA scientists came out and had a, you know, some clarification on a longstanding NASA rule of that people who go to space are prohibited from being a master of their domain. If you catch my drift.
I do.
Oh, yeah, they're not allowed to release the Kraken in space.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's
Blog
right.
The dolphin.
That's not allowed. Okay.
That totally makes sense because in space, the fluids just float around the capsule. Just anyone could walk into that.
That's right.
It's just good manners not to do that.
And there's some concern that once disaster strikes, okay, then potentially there's concern that female astronauts could get impregnated by stray fluids.
No, that can't be. That's not their reason. That's insane. That's like the hot tub. Remember the old hot tub myth?
No.
That people could get pregnant in a hot tub? You've never heard that? That was like something that went around when I was in high school. Oh my gosh.
I think
a girl could get pregnant in a hot tub.
Well, that was just, you know, to keep these kids from having any shenanigans in the hot tub.
You know, there is a great story about an astronaut who snuck a sandwich on board one of the capsules that visited the Earth in the early days. And it was a big incident. And the guy that was with him was like, dude, what are you doing? You've got a sandwich back. They later should put that part in a movie because having debris and liquids just floating around sensitive electronics is a recipe for disaster. And if it's going to be NASA, it's going to be a public disaster. That's just huge.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine, Danny, that that's what brings down the space shuttle? That's it. Like,
that's the
brings down the space station.
Yeah, that could be the weakest point. Maybe they never proofed all of the buttons, mm-hmm. and it's like it's one of the most corrosive materials in space, and it's just going to hit that like eject all air button and just corrode it and set it off.
It creates
terrifying.
Yeah, there's some type of chemical reaction that we're unaware of mm-hmm. in space that just, man, jams everything up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. Danny, is this a big thing they need to work out before the space program can really take off?
Yeah, especially if you're sending lonely astronauts on trips to Mars that take years.
Right.
I have to come up with some kind of system. I mean, I'm assuming that the robot, there'll be a robot for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chest-plating robot has already proved that it doesn't have the grip down to mm-hmm. provide. I mean, they need on the whole grip strength. Right now it's over cranking.
Yeah. Tyson, because if they're going to open up this space hotel that we keep hearing about, they got to work out the logistics.
They definitely do. I mean, and I think now when we're looking back on the stories we covered today, there's a grander scheme here. And that is that the chess robot is trying to dial in its human touch. And once it is perfected and Moscow can move to space for multiple years without anybody getting blue balls, we're going to be set.
Okay.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Danny, do you have a story for your bolt hole today?
I do not. I can't even load Safari, so
okay,
there's no
what about an option. Anecdote or yeah, something yeah, that would help people yeah, in their
then,
lives.
Then you're going to have to tell us a personal story.
Oh, okay. I can tell you a personal story.
All right, hold on. Well, hold on, and let me play the song.
Hold on, Danny.
Personal story coming up right after the intro to Danny's Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. Okay, Danny. Don't mean to put you on the spot here.
Okay, so Friday I climbed, did a big rock climb.
Okay.
Out in the middle of nowhere, and the weather was bad as we were considering starting, and then it improved. So we're like, well, let's go for it. Blue skies, right? Let's do this. So we climbed, it was 10 pitches, so about 1,500 feet of climbing. And then we got to the top, we were all roped up. So there was a guy in front of me roped up, I was roped up to him, there was me tied to me, all on the same rope. We got to the top of this mountain and a dark cloud, not like a big dark cloud, a dark cloud about the size of a city block had moved in. Now, in all of my outdoor adventuring, I have never experienced any kind of lightning conductivity ever. And so what happened is as we got near the top of the mountain, all the things in my backpack began to buzz. And I know there's probably listeners who have experienced this, but for me, it was all fresh and new. He was like, buzzing sound of all the metallic things and, you know, have all this climbing material. And then as I'm standing there, both me and the guy who were on the top, because the third guy was still down below climbing up, we looked at each other because we felt that electrical charge that goes through the top of your head. And I don't know if you've ever felt that, but it was as terrifying as being caught in an, like, it was on that level of like, I am about to die. And so I took my rope off because I was tied. I wasn't tied in. I had what they call a bite, which is a knot on the rope that clipped into a carabiner.
Yeah.
So I took the rope off and began to run away. And the guy who I was with was screaming at me to manage the rope because we're both absolutely terrified. We are assuming that at any moment, lightning is going to strike and our limbs will be blown from our body just from the force of the charge. And we're both terrified. So he's screaming at me and I turn around to yell at him to untie himself because the rope is tangled in the rope and he can't get away. And the charge is sitting there and it is seriously like tingling, extreme tingling of your skull. Like it's very keen. And so both of us, he unties and we both run down off the peak of the, and we peek around the corner and the third guy who was coming up, he couldn't see or hear us at the top. So now we're looking at him kind of as he's completely unaware of what's going on. And I yelled his name. And right when I did, he felt the charge. And in his case, he felt it going down the back of his neck. And so he untied and began to run away as well. But it was terrifying. And I know that there's probably some listeners who have experienced this, but it is probably one of the most terrifying experiences I've ever had, to feel like the world prepping you for a lightning strike, grooming you to receive a lightning bolt through the top of your head. Very unsettling.
Oh my God.
That's crazy, dude. I don't You say this like there's listeners out here who are like, Danny, just first time he's ever felt the tingle of almost being struck by lightning. I don't think a lot of people have probably felt that, Danny. That's insane. And what was going through your head is, this is it for me, probably?
Yeah, as I sat there, as I first felt that initial charge in my head, and like I said, it was beyond like hair raising. It was like, there was like a tickling on my scalp of like the electrical fingers just poking my head. I did think I'm about to die. And then I was like, you know what? Okay, I've had a good run. I'm going to try and get off this mountain, but there's a chance that I could die right here in the next 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you were just like, that's fine. You'd come to terms with it that quickly.
It's how he wants to go.
Yeah, Tyson. I came to terms with it. And I think about, I have read a lot of lightning victims who get struck by lightning. It blows their shoes off. And I did wonder briefly if my shoes would be blown off by the lightning.
Because they were probably on pretty snug.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty snug.
Yeah. Do you want your shoes blown
good
off?
Luck should you take your shoes
off ahead of time, Danny?
Yeah, and that's actually not a bad idea, Rob. A lot of people, I looked at this book once. It was one of those picture books, and it had lightning strike victims and what their clothing looked like from the lightning strike. And people get clothes blown off, shoes blown off, holes sent through their clothing. And it was very disconcerting. And this is kind of the ideas that flowed through my head as I was trying to untie the rope and run at the top of the mountain.
Yeah. Oh, my
did
God.
You
get,
did you save the rope,
yeah,
though, eventually?
That's my personal story. Yeah, I went up and got the rope. The other two guys didn't want to go up there. So I went up and I collected the rope and then came back down and we ran down the mountain.
Wow. Why not just leave the rope?
Ropes are expensive. I guess I do have a lot of extra ropes.
He does have a lot.
Used.
Danny, did you see any lightning strikes then in the area?
So that's the weirdest part about all of it. And I've been meaning to research this. There were lightning strikes about 5 or 6 miles away in like another cloud system. But a lightning strike never came. It was almost as if it was just like the possibility was there, like the ions were charging or whatever. But it never got to critical where it actually connects the two charges.
Like
does that make
astronaut
sense?
In space. Yeah.
You don't think it was God reminding you to go to church every week?
No, the other two guys I was with, they'd never go to church, so they probably still haven't gone. So that was his plan. It was a terrible one. Plus, I was already going to church. I didn't need a lightning bolt probing my head as a reminder. He's already got me in the game.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, Danny, are we going to get to see an episode of this on Mediocre Amateur? Or
did you film it? Yeah.
Did you film something?
Yeah, I was filming, but I was filming right as he got to the top, and then I turned off my camera so I could turn around and focus on the guy on the coming up.
Because it was electrical.
And so I don't actually have I don't actually have that moment of the charge tickling our heads. I do have us all talking afterwards, and I'm pretty sure you can see and hear the terror in our voice as we describe what had just happened.
And did all three of you feel the same thing?
Yeah, and the crazy thing was is that it would rotate to different individuals. Sometimes two of us would have it at the same time.
Interesting.
And then the third guy would feel it and then would go away. It was like it was searching for a good, nice, thick man that could send a charge down and blow his shoes off.
You don't think that this was like a paranormal spirit of something like a haunted mountain that you were climbing, do you?
Oh no, this was all nature, all nature trying to kill the vermin that speaks along the surface of its planet.
Yeah. All right. Well, Danny, that was an incredible, harrowing,
exciting
tale.
Story.
Wow.
Exciting
that was, story.
Yeah. Okay.
We got a lot more than we bargained for with that. That was great.
The peak that we climbed was called The peak that we climbed was called Harrower Peak.
Mm-hmm.
Very appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Danny, we know that you're at the compound right now without a lot of internet. What else do you have coming up this week?
Just being surrounded by like 50 family members every day, all day. So
yeah. What was,
wish me luck,
worse, being surrounded by all of your family members or being surrounded by all of the charged particles, which were searching for a place to put a lightning bolt?
Both have a different type of threat attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very different in the way they threaten you. This one threatens my sanity. The other one threatens my life.
Okay. And then Tyson, what's coming up for you?
I mean, I guess I'm going to have to start going back to church for Danny. And then on top of that, I have the challenge, USA, yes. United States of America, filmed in Argentina with some Canadians. That will be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will cover that with my co-host Amelia Wedemeyer on the Ringer Reality Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come home Thursday and back to the grind, the pickleball grind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to Pittsburgh next week.
What's in Pittsburgh?
The Gamma Pickleball Classic.
Nice.
So if you want to come say hi, I'm literally just there to hang out, say hi, play casual games with people. So don't be a stranger if you're near the area and would like to see me with my Invisalign trays on my mouth. Yeah. That's a bonus. I got Invisalign a week or two ago.
Yeah. Yeah, you told us. All right. So, yeah, come see Tyson out in the wild. And then, of course, lots of stuff going on over on Robin's podcast. We got to play Name That Tune on the latest Robin Akiva Nita podcast. That was very fun. I'm a big fan of that game. I watched The Gray Man. I know Tyson checked it out also. We covered that on Nothing But Netflix, not to mention Claim to Fame. We just dropped a new recap in addition to everything going on with Big Brother as well.
That sounds incredible.
Lots of great stuff. All right. So that's going to do it for us today. Thank you for checking out this edition of News AF. And we'll be back with you next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.